Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Just spit me out.
windy Tuesday night, and I tell you what, a lot of things going on and everything, and we thank you all for joining us on this special two-part of you, Uncle Walt, with Hurricane Ann, who's here with us tonight. How you doing, Hurricane Russell?
I'm doing well.
Hey, guys.
Hanging in, watching, like I said last night, just kind of watching it all unravel, and, we've all been in spots where we're like, oh, shit, my goose is cooked now, you know, one way or another,
right.
Some lives and stuff. But to have it crumbling on that many fronts, man, that must just be overwhelming.
I'm like, damn. We called this.
How you
doing, you know?
Hurricane?
She just had it.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
It's like deja vu from last night when I went to go say hello to y'all. I went to turn up the volume on my husband's phone and hang us up, and I did the same thing again tonight.
Well, usually I'm the one having technical difficulties during the show, you know, and stuff, but I tell you, you know, everything is starting to collapse. Disney actually is getting bit in the ass because of what they're doing and everything. And I think with what we're reporting on and stuff, it's going to get out there as well. So this is going to add more pressure to it and stuff. And I'm just like, damn, everything is coming down. You know?
I think the story of the day is, it's just my personal opinion, that $5.40 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. The story came out today. I've only seen it from one source, but the Ukrainian government has told all these Meal Team 6 guys, that's what we call those, all those guys who wanted to run over there to Ukraine and join up the Ukrainian army, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Ukrainian government today said, okay, guys, you know, that's enough. We're having trouble getting weapons and stuff, and you guys are more trouble than you're worth.
Right. We got Miss Beverly's on here, so I'm going to let her on in here with us, too. But, you know, everything is starting to unravel, and, you know, and I'm starting to see some hope. What about you, Russell? I'm starting to see a little hope.
I don't know if I'd call it hope. I guess it would be hope and stuff. The hope I'm seeing is that enough people are starting to wake up to where this is really becoming problematic. We don't take into consideration how slow the process stuff, you know. Durham just coming out with parts of his report now. It's pretty damning. Now, I have not confirmed this. I only saw one quick flash on it, and that was that Hillary was found guilty of some charge. I don't even know what charge was in relationship to the spying on Trump deal. Have y'all heard anything along those lines?
Yes, actually, I read that as well, and she was found guilty of that. So was the Clinton Foundation, and they had to pay restitution. I think it was $300,000. And then another $8,000 on top of that, you know, and everything. But I don't think anything's going to get done, I'll be honest with you, you know. But
I don't know how accurate that is. But, you know, you take that, you've got Biden's Hunter's laptop finally coming out. I'm really interested to see that they're concentrating on the China connections. From what I saw that came off that laptop, there was a lot of evidence.
Can I say just one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wonder why, you know, 3 years ago when my China video was launched, and in this China video I exposed the Biden crime family, their money from China and their ties to China, with not only Joe Biden but his son and his brother. So why, how is it that a citizen journalist can report this 3 years ago, but now they're all just now finding out about it?
Well, you know, the only answer I have to that question is it takes the work of people like yourself and the tedious work you put in to these things, like your China video, Dirty Uncle Walter and stuff like that. And when you do that, you put that out there with facts, you know, documentation, whole nine yards, you know, you're going to catch the eye or the ear of three or four people who said, well, you know, they're going to say, well, that sounds legit. And then, you know, and by doing what you do and everybody else who's involved in this, you keep these things out there and building until, you know, to the momentum to where they've got to do the story because there's too much out there on it not to. So I think the mainstream media and Justice Department, everybody else involved in the laptop thing, I think they're having to do it because of the groundswell of information that comes to people like yourself. That's forcing them to have to do this. They can't cover it up anymore. And that's just
that's right. Thinking. That's right. Well, I'm not just like Hurricane Amber.
With the China and the Port of Long Beach, I just was like obsessed with the Port of Long Beach. And, you know, nobody even knew about it. It was crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was. Hey, Virgil. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Sorry I'm late. I had to go take care of something real quick.
But, you know, but it's funny how all this connects, how everything connects. In fact, we talked about a few weeks ago, it's a big, giant puzzle that's actually kind of starting to fall into place now. As in, you know, even FBI claimed that they hid everything, you know, with the evidence that they had to cover it up so but they can elect Biden in office. That is grounds in itself to get Biden tossed out.
Well,
because he's compromised. They're all compromised. It's
proven. Well, yeah, but careful of what you wish for, because if Biden goes down, you have Kamala, who will be, who will become the vice president. I mean, becomes the president.
Only temporary.
And I'm sure she'll bring Nancy Pelosi right after with her to the VP slot. And it's going to be really bad then. Not that it could get much worse than it is now, because we all know who's running the show. On the backside of everything, but there's so much coming forward on so much of this stuff. I mean, the data on the vaccine is just pouring out now. You know,
I know y'all don't believe me that this is all part of the plan. I've been telling y'all this is all part of the plan. And when it all came together, it was all going to hit at one time. I just never could figure out when it was going to happen because it took freaking forever for Durham, you know. But here it's happening.
Right.
Y'all can't really think that Joe Biden's president. Come on now. You know the military.
I think this is
control. This has been a giant scam.
Right.
There is not going to be no Hoella. There's not going to be no police that can be locked up, okay? I know Virgil and I thought about this before, but I think that, you know, Trump stepped down and let the military take over. There's plenty of executive orders stuff to back that belief up, you know. And
well, I have a question.
There was evidence in the fact that he knew that there was going to be foreign interference. And
right.
You got to remember
and
that
I have a,
the little, what's it called, the NCSWIS department, which is in charge of all the cyber stuff, in charge of all the voting. Yes, we had players in there, so I think that there was a sting going on. I really do. I don't think that it's going to come to that. I know y'all don't believe it, but
I have a big question.
If Joe Biden was in charge, then why isn't he attacking Ukraine? Because he's not in charge of the military. He's not in charge of the military. I think he just is like, that's why he's in a fake freaking White House, y'all. Come on now. But Trump can't be that's the president. You know, you blame for all this crap, you know, everything that went down.
My question on that is, if they are in charge, why haven't we actually seen Biden inside the White House? He's either outside or he's on a stage platform of the Oval Office.
Well, if you notice on TV today, Obama was in town, and for some executive bullshit order that Biden was signing, and when it got done, everybody crowded around Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like a party crasher. Nobody knew who he was.
Mm-hmm. They got Beverly waiting on here, but Beverly, how you doing, girl?
Hey, good. Thanks, Joseph. Hi, hair guy, Virgil.
Hey, darling, how you been?
Hey, mate.
But what is the possibilities if this big thing? What if all this is connected to Disneyland?
Hey.
I mean, just
Joseph, hang on a second. Joseph, so last night whenever Bev called, she didn't even get to talk or nothing, or hardly at all. We didn't get to ask her anything about what's going on, and I'd really like to know what's going on, because what happens in Australia is what is they are going to try to do to us. They're the guinea pigs for the deep state, all right? So, Bev, hey, what's going on in Australia? I'm sorry to hijack you, Joseph, but I got to find out.
No, Mike, we're starting up again with after Corona, but it won't be too long. Winter's setting in. There's a lot of geo-engineered weather happening along the east coast from Queensland back down to Victoria. They did it with the fires. They're expecting a heap more rain today, in the next week, and it's shocking. The government's not helping. They'd rather give money to the Ukraine than help their own people out.
What about the FEMA camps we were hearing about here in America? We were hearing that the Australians were getting locked up in FEMA camps for COVID.
Yeah, there's one up near Brisbane, and it's vacant. And because it's the holidays coming up for Easter, a lot of the people that have got nowhere to go, well, they've got somewhere to go, but because it's going to be the holidays, they're kicking them out for people to have their holidays. They're wanting them to go up into these camps.
Yeah.
Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But, they're trying to get it because they plan on a high-speed rail from Brisbane right back down the coast to Sydney and then on to Melbourne.
Right. I don't know if you guys know about it, but, it's been going on for over a year and a half at least, maybe even longer. But they, there were protests and stuff going on, and then all of a sudden these police would show up, but they weren't actually police, and they're like dressed all in black, and they got these little patches or whatever. But before that, the first thing they started seeing was actual Chinese police cars. Bev told me about that was the first thing we heard about, and then these rogue security cops just started showing up and being all violent in these protests. And so what's going on is they wanted to ban the cops here in America, and when they did all that, then they were going to replace them with just what Bev was telling me she was seeing, you know, in protests with these security gangs in black.
Yeah, rubber bullets were a lot in Melbourne.
Yeah, it killed some people, didn't it?
That?
I think a couple people died from it.
Oh, yeah.
The rubber bullet.
Yeah, my nephew was down there walking his dog, and he said that he went in to McDonald's and seen these idiots carrying on. Anyway, he went for a walk down to the Shrine of Remembrance, which is, you know, for the returned servicemen. And he said that these idiots then were getting dressed up into cop uniforms.
Who was?
These idiots that were carrying on at McDonald's were coppers. They were carrying on like pork chops at McDonald's. And then the next thing they're gone, he's gone down to the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. And here they are getting dressed in cop uniforms.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Shit.
Corruption everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we said that the corruption is very deep, you know, and stuff, and everything.
Yeah.
But
I've been to a couple of protests in Canberra, which is about a 3-hour drive from here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, one of them, we had, I reckon, nearly 500,000 people there. It was huge. It was huge.
Wow. I know. But I was getting my video feeds from over there, and all of a sudden they stopped. I'm not getting them anymore and stuff. So I think they're blocking everything out, you know.
Yeah, they're cutting them out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've got elections here in probably another 5 or 6 weeks. He hasn't announced that. PM hasn't announced it yet, but, yeah, God help us if we go to a Labor government, which is a Liberal government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Liberals
they're all corrupt anyway.
Liberals are good, though. Liberals are good in Australia, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Liberals
It's opposite. It's opposite. So Liberals are like Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be voting for the independent.
Yeah, I always get that confused. You know?
Yeah.
But,
I don't believe said that your relative said that he had been down at McDonald's. You know you don't say McDonald's in Australia. Quit lying, Dev. What is it called? Macca's, right?
Macca's.
Yeah, that's what he said, wasn't it, Bev? Be honest.
You wouldn't have. They wouldn't have known what I was talking about then.
I would have.
Yeah. Well,
right. Well. The Republicans here are falling weak to the racial pressure, and they're gonna confirm that socialist thing to the Supreme Court. So. You can look for the gun legislation to just avalanche out of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for it. The anti-gun legislation.
She's a
then we've got the
That's all she is.
Then we've got the Chinese about 2,000 Ks off our coast now. They're taking over the Solomon Islands. They're taking over a lot of islands around the top area of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there? A lot of them.
I'm not sure how many, mate, but Australia went in there to quell the people that long back because they could see what was happening, and now they've virtually taken over the Solomon Islands.
Well, I mean, think about it. All right, so of course China is already infiltrated all over Australia, and they already own ports and everything else. And, of course, they're going to stage up because Australia came out, like, several months ago and told all the citizens there that there is a very good likelihood that they would be going to war with China if China goes into Taiwan. And we all know that there's a very good possibility that sometime in the next month that China will be going into Taiwan. And there's some speculation that they may be doing like Russia and going in and taking out biolabs. So there could be a twist to the story. Well, I guess we'll find out, right? And so, but Australia has said clearly to the Austrian people, brace yourself. we more than likely will be going to war with China. And that's true, right, Bev? So, of course, China's going to stage up because Australia don't have a chance because guess what? They are not going to get the allied support that they think they're going to get because why? Because America is freaking China.
God.
Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, China owns nearly 30 to 40% of Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll take Australia out before Australia has a chance to fight them.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to come down like a playbook. I mean, now the media is all over these supposedly civilian killings by Russian soldiers and mass graves and executions and of unarmed citizens and war crimes charges against Putin.
Hillary Clinton was in court today or yesterday. That's why. You know, they have to redirect the information with all this crap they invent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Bev, aren't y'all's election fixtures like ours? So you said you have elections coming up. Y'all haven't done anything about election fraud there, and y'all got the same crap going on. You know the people didn't vote in those asshats that's running Australia, you know?
Well, apparently they've bought in that Dominion voting system.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You
when you vote, you're not having a vote.
You're getting robbed again.
Yeah. And then when you vote, they give you a pencil. You don't vote with a pencil. You vote with a bloody pen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all corrupt. Yeah, the Prime Minister hasn't advised when that'll be, but apparently it'll be mid-May.
But anyhow,
we got to pray. Pray for Jesus.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, well, you praise the Lord. Pass me the ammunition.
Right?
Yes, sir. You ain't getting all my ammo, though. You got enough ammo, Virgil. Shut up. You know you got a lot. You don't need my little bitty bit. Anyways, Russell's always telling me that all I need really to carry, besides my extra mags and my pistol and whatnot, he's always telling me I only needed like 210 bullets because he said just carry like 6 mags and then 1 in your rifle, and then when you get rid of the enemy, it's whatever, take their ammo, right? That's what Russell told me, not to carry all that ammo. True or not true?
That is true. I carry 420 rounds, 6 loaded mags in my carrier, battle belt, and 1 in the weapon, and then I carry another 200 rounds. I carry a reload in a bank clear.
Well,
wow.
That's
it. I got my boomerang.
You got your boomerang, don't you?
Right.
Well, I've got 556 mags coming out the wazoo, and I've got 32 mags for my new 45 that I ordered from Sarco. Got a good price on them. World War II surplus. And they all run through.
Nice. Bev's got a boomerang. But, you know, I don't really feel like I have to have my weapons as much as I used to. Before I went to Australia, I never went without my pistol at all, ever. Or, you know, on my AR usually. But then after I had to go there in a socialist country for a month, I was forced to learn how to survive without it. And then recently when I had a guy trying to break in on my porch, I didn't have my weapon on me, and I grabbed a hammer and got to my dog. So I realized I didn't need that gun. I had a weapon. But I still like my weapon.
Yeah. Go try to go to a gas station in Baton Rouge at about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning and not have a gun.
Okay.
You might as well hang a sign on you like one of them homeless people.
I'm talking about walking out to my garage or walking out to my pool. I'm not talking about going off my property. Of course I'm going to have a gun off my property. I just meant I like stepping around, just wearing it around the house when I'm doing my gardening and stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I still carry when I go. I don't trust anyone outside of my property, that's for sure. But hey, listen, I want to ask y'all one more question. So this Disney stuff that's going on, Virgil, last night, I don't know if you got to listen to the show or not, but I brought up something really interesting. If you don't mind, if we can get back to the topic, I was sorry to get derailed, but it was nice to get off topic for a minute there. But I remember the last show that I did with y'all about my Disney video, right, when you were on it last?
Right.
And then I was telling y'all that Disney is a distraction and that that wasn't the story, that the story was all the land around Disney, the cities that he held in, controlled, right? And so you were even saying that it went on into the Indian reservations, which I didn't know anything about that. So I actually went and looked and did see that all that, the Orange and that other county that I don't know how to pronounce, actually do touch those reservations on up and on the top and the bottom of it. So that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that out. But what I wanted to tell you was this is very good. You missed this last night on the show. So if y'all don't mind going back into that. So
yeah, just go for it.
DeSantis. Okay, I don't know how to say this. Is it Osceola? Is that how you say it? Osceola County or Disney?
Osceola. Indian Chief Osceola.
Osceola.
Seminole Indian Chief Osceola.
Okay, Osceola. Okay, so anyway, I'll probably say it wrong, but whatever. I'm not trying to. So anyway, so what happened was DeSantis just pulled like this major 5D chess move on woke Disney. So while everybody's looking at the transgender stuff, DeSantis went in and played 5D chess with them and came in, and he said, I read this last night, but I'll read it again because it's just a page long, but it says, according to what he's trying to do is he's trying to strip an act that actually is what gave them the power that they have. So according to historical documents from the Reedy Creek Improvement District, then Florida Governor Claude Kirk signed the RCID Act into law in May 1967, creating two municipalities, Bay Lake and Reedy Creek, which was later renamed Lake Buena Vista. The location nestled between Orange and, how do you say it, Osceola, would later become the site that Walt Disney World was built. The RCID charter created a 25,000 acre of land as a special taxing district. At the time, it was considered remote and uninhabitable, but now is the site of one of the most busy theme parks in the United States. To make Disney's plans happen, the area had to get special privileges from the state, special privileges in the law. I don't think we should have special privileges in the law at all, DeSantis said. Some of these things have developed over the years. I had to deal with this last year when we passed a law to protect Floridians from big tech censorship. And he goes on to explain about how about that law and how it affected him. But he said that essentially it was like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. So he had to, he says, DeSantis, when the provision was added, he had to decide whether to veto the bill. He's talking about the bill that I kind of skipped over a little bit about the deceptive trade practices, and throw the baby out with the bathwater or allow it to become a law as his, with the protection for theme parks. To be clear, Disney is not the only theme park in Florida. Universal Studios, SeaWorld, Legoland, Busch Gardens, and Discovery Cove are all in the state, to name a few. Still, DeSantis says removing any or all special privileges for companies in Florida isn't targeted pushback on Disney for current disagreement. I don't think it's retaliatory. I just think that Disney's posturing has alienated a lot of people now, and so the political influence that they're used to wielding, meaning that their stuff is like the Vatican, untouchable with their own laws, right? So he said the political influence that they're used to wielding, I think, has dissipated. So the question is, why would you want to have special privileges in the law at all, DeSantis said, and I don't think that we should, but it's not a matter of acting like those are really great policies. I think, he said, those were policies over decades that were embedded in Florida's law, largely because they wielded a lot of influence. I think they've been able to do that over the years, and I think that's why they've gotten so That's why one of the reasons they've gotten so far over the skis on this parental rights stuff. He said that he thinks Disney is getting used to getting their way and not having lawmakers stop them. DeSantis says he thinks that's different now, okay, about the lawmakers wanting to stop him. So there's been a big switch there, right? They're not used to having people that will stand in their way and say, actually, the state of Florida is going to be governed by the best interest of the people of Florida, DeSantis said. We're certainly not going to bend a knee to woke executives in California. That is not the way the state is going to be run. Other than the big tech carve-out from 2021, he said he's never given Disney anything while he's been governor. DeSantis said he wanted to reevaluate any special privileges of the law, not just Disney. So what he's done is he's come in and just played a master move, used this woke whatever. I don't know if that's – he already obviously had planned this, you know. This isn't just a spur-of-the-moment thing. And so they researched it, and they looked through these historical documents and found how they, you know, how it's changed. And now they have a court case that they can use as precedents, too. So, yeah, they're fixing to take away the Vatican's power, all right?
Well, did you see the list of people? I watched that the sheriff on YouTube. I watched his press conference, okay? They set up a sting operation. This is how this thing went down. They set up a sting operation. And, you know, most people say it's entrapment, but it's not entrapment. Not when you send nude photos to what you think is a 13, 14-year-old girl. Okay? Mm-hmm. They had an retired Indiana appellate court judge arrested on this. With all those pedophiles in that sting operation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, a retired appellate court judge. And Disney employees, over a dozen Disney employees. And they're still going. They're still locking up people left and right on this.
And the only way they could do it, though, is to get them outside of Disneyland so they can arrest them. And it's like I was telling Ann earlier before we got on the show. You remember Virgil and Russell when they were fighting the illegals into Florida and all that? Where did they go? Where did they disappear to? How do we know they didn't disappear into Disneyland?
Well, we just had right here in Port Allen, Louisiana, Joseph, we just had an 18-wheeler ass-ended a private tour bus, okay? Mm-hmm. It knocked the tour bus off the road into the medium, and those wires they got now across the interstate, we call them, us truckers, we call them slingshots. And it went off into the slingshot, rolled over. And the only thing that was coming out of there was Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Mexicans. And they wasn't hanging around. Mm-hmm. They crawled out of that bus and took off running.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
On the side of Interstate 10, Russell. On the side of Interstate 10. So you and that bus was headed eastbound. So you know where that bus came from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That bus came from west of the Sabine River.
Well, they just caught a lady. I was just reading a report just before we got on the show. They caught a lady from El Paso crossing into New Mexico with $45 million worth of fentanyl. They just busted her.
Well, Louisiana's fixing to follow Texas's lead on that fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now, if you distribute fentanyl and you're not a licensed physician to distribute this stuff, which nowadays a physician would have to be totally insane to prescribe this stuff, you're going to be charged. It will be considered a poison, and you will be charged with homicide.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not going to be It's not going to be a drug possession charge or drug distribution charge anymore. It's going to be a homicide charge.
Yep. Too many people are not getting killed from it, you know. My best friend a couple of years ago died from overdose of fentanyl. You know. And everything. But how do we know that all this is not connected to Disney? Because, they were flying these illegal into Florida in the middle of the night. Where were they going?
Joseph, Disney, the Ukraine, the House, the Senate, United Nations, mm-hmm. all of that is what you call the corporation, the syndicate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The satanic mob. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
All connected, brother. Russell will agree with me 100%. We're behind enemy lines now.
We let
this go too far. We're behind enemy lines.
Yeah. And the invasion's going to get worse once they lift this 42, whatever it is, getting ready to lift, you know, and everything is going to, oh, boy. I think crime is bad now. It's going to get way worse.
Well, they need as many of them as they can get in here. As quickly as possible because the election's coming up.
Yep.
And Republicans and Hot Wheels Abbott is CIA. I take that back. That motherfucker is AWOL. Nowhere to be found, doing nothing about our southern border. And yes, the governor of a state has the power and the authority to close its borders.
Him and Finchie is in the Bahamas right now. Him and the Kung Flu doctors in the Bahamas right now.
Probably. I'm not impressed with the governor at all. You know, there's open carry bill, that they pass and stuff, that's so good. You read that bill, there's more.
Loopholes.
There, man. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I'd say that there, you know, they could, the police could come up and harass you, ask you for ID and everything for legally open carrying.
Well,
that
when that judge gets in there.
What is open carry about that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I care if one does, but it's the principle of the thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, when they elect that new judge in there, all that's going to change. Guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. And, Mitt Romney. Oh, Mitt Romney. He's gonna approve it. There's three Republicans that are gonna tip the scale into her favor. One mm-hmm. of them, Mitt Romney, one of them's from Alaska, and I forget mm-hmm. who the other one is. It's him and two females.
Murkowski, I think her name's Murkowski, and the other one's probably Collins, if she's still even in.
Collins.
Collins, yeah.
But,
well,
Mitt
Romney's name is...
But John Kennedy and Bill Cassidy said they're not going to approve her.
Hey, do y'all know that Romney's son, so that Hunter Biden isn't the only one who's working in Ukraine and pretty much spying. Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, and Mick Romney's son all work there as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's another reason why they want this Supreme Court judge in there, so she can save them all once all this comes down.
Can I give you my take on the Supreme Court thing, which is,
yeah,
I got a little bit different take on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
because I still believe in, you know, what I've always believed about Q. That hasn't changed any. You know, it's just the people trying to make people believe all kinds of crap about it, you know, that's not true. But one of the things that Q QS posted was these posters from these movies, which we thought would all be hitting at the same time, like whenever everything goes down, Pfizer-gate and DC in panic. But the one movie was called, guess what, Guardians of the Pedophiles. And I think right now we are seeing Guardians of the Pedophiles. That movie is playing right freaking now, okay? I really believe that that movie is playing because that's what she is, that Supreme Court. She is a guardian of the pedophiles, isn't she? That's what she's doing. And
oh, yes.
And
oh, yes.
In there. So I think this movie's playing. Wouldn't y'all say that this, that is? It is.
Mm-hmm. It is. Oh, yeah. 100%. I agree.
I would agree with that. Here is a woman, a judge, supposedly a Supreme Court judge, who couldn't define, excuse me, what a woman is.
And supports pedophiles.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, but the thing of it is, how can you not describe what a woman is?
Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, Mitt Romney's name was on Epstein's flight globe, too.
Is the female of the human species. Oh, my God, that would have rocked the whole planet, would have fell off its axis.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. That's the definition of a woman. The definition of a housewife, that's an attachment you screw on a bed to get the housework done and make you a sandwich.
Or have a baby, you know. But I tell you guys, I don't know. This, you know.
Well, I things are coming together. I guess, or apart, depending on whether you're on America's side or not. But it still boils down to the same question. And to me, that question is, what's going to come of this evidence and all this stuff? You know, is anybody going to be indicted? Is anybody going to jail?
No.
Probably not.
Nope. It's all gonna be Russell, it's all
yes,
once it
they're
all
going to jail.
Starts
yes.
coming out.
Yes.
No they're not.
They
no they're not.
Yes they are.
No
yes,
they're not.
Yes they are. Let's
put
wait,
money
wait.
On it. Put
yeah,
money
I
on
I it. I haven't just Biden's economy. I ain't got no damn money. I got no money. Give me some money, Virgil. You're the one that's a truck driver. You're getting big money right now.
But hey,
no one is going to go to jail. It's all going to fold under.
I know
top secret national security. You
okay,
see, that's what all the embarrassment.
Can I just ask you one question?
Okay,
go ahead.
Why do you think they did all that expansion at Gitmo?
Showboat.
A geriatrics unit? A geriatrics prison? They're going down. They are going down. Gotta have faith.
Well,
gotta have faith.
I've got a question. What in the fuck is a geriatric hospital?
It's a geriatrics prison. It's a prison for old people. And all these people are old, okay? They're all geriatric. They're going to be there for a long time. Biden, look at Feinstein. God, she's ancient. You know, come on. And Pelosi, my God, they're going down because I really believe, if it does turn out to be true, Hugh said that the only way to do it is with, it's got to be with disclosure and transparency, you know. People have got to see.
I'll tell you what, what's it this way? Well, this way, if it happens, they do get arrested, we'll make arrangements with Lucretia Hughes to have Virgil dance, butt naked, live on her show.
I will tell you this much right now, that if that is happening,
anyone is convicted of this, I will kiss Hurricane Ann's ass on the main street of Houston in front of Channel 5 Fox News at 12 noon. Y'all buy your tickets.
Not happening ever am I going to downtown Houston. Are you freaking crazy? There's enemy armies there. No way am I going to be Houston. I'll meet you at the casino, the Horseshoe Casino at
I will kiss you. I will kiss your ass in the valet parking lot in front of everybody.
And about midnight, I'm going to be so drunk at the casino, I will probably let you, okay?
No, but, you can't get drunk. You're a Mormon. You're a Mormon.
But I'm a bad Mormon. I drink coffee also. And not only am I such a bad Mormon, but I actually am not even going to church right now because I disagree with this gun philosophy.
But you know, but if all this does go down, you know, who knows? But we just got to see it from the leader because we didn't like you so much. It's hard to believe, you know.
Here's one all y'all need to be aware of. If this does go down, if any of these people go to prison or hung like they were supposed to be, the day that happens. Somebody better call and check on me because I'm liable to have a fucking heart attack
Virgil, and Russell, let me just ask you one question. All right, but I want y'all to be objective. For just 1 minute, I want you to take all your preconceptions and ideals off the table with a fresh slate, okay? And I just want you to look at it like from a tactician from the Art of War, okay? That's all I want you to look at as a soldier, all right? So as a soldier, okay, no emotion in it, all right? I believe that this is a plan, and I believe that the plan has always been the storm, okay? And by the storm, I mean an attack of shock and motherfucking awe, okay? They're going to come at them with everything. Truth Social is going to be out so everyone can see the truth. Twitter's being taken over by Elon Musk, okay? It's being taken down.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Durham investigation fixing. It's exploding. I mean, it's just faster, faster, faster. You've got the media now being forced to acknowledge the Hunter Biden scandal, okay? This is just, everything is hitting. And you've got Russia, either bad Russia, you know, Russia, look at Russia, not at China. And now all of a sudden, what? Russia turns out to be the good guy, taking out the bio labs that who has them? The bad guys? We're the bad guys? We're the ones that are funding this, you know? This is all hitting boom, 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 boom. So from a tactician view, okay, from a tactician view, looking at it as a soldier, can you not see that if there was a plan, it is happening now, and it's an attack of shock and awe, and it's just gonna hit them and hit them and hit them till they're running like fucking rats until they have nowhere to hide, and they're going to be so busy defending themselves that they're not going to be able to do all their as many of their false flags and all their other bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing that did it with me, all right.
But no, I'm just asking.
They had a good propaganda. They had a good propaganda machine going against Russia for going into the Ukraine. But that was until George Soros opened up his big mouth and said, we have to do everything to save the Ukraine. Now all it is. In other medias, not the United States, but in other medias, they are exposing a heavy neo-Nazi presence in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think there's two or three battalions that are just straight up Nazis.
Yeah, they're
straight
Nazis. They're all military. They got a whole branches of it.
So,
and
let me tell you, people, don't believe what you see. I've said this before, and I don't want no one, or should I say anyone, thinking I support Putin. Putin is a bad guy. He's a cold-hearted, calculating son of a bitch, all right?
But the enemy of my enemy is my friend,
but,
and they have eugenics, because they're trying to take out Russians by genetics, okay?
Well,
that's crazy. You're talking about genocide.
Let him finish, man.
What I'm talking about is Russia. Russia fired the first shots at the New World Order is what Russia did. And like you said, all the biolabs being exposed, all the corruption is coming out. From the Arizona and Georgia audits, we know there's no way Biden won't collect it fairly. This is all coming together at one time. And as Ann was saying, I'm telling you, if this is a plan, it's probably the most masterful plan I've ever seen out of anything, because for all the variables that are out there, it does seem like, I won't say we're winning, but the tide's starting to change.
Well, also, Russell, I told Joseph this. Okay, the way I see it is like this. The reason that they're having so many problems and being pushed back and then paying for the same real estate twice, so to speak, in the Ukraine, the Russians and all of this, Vladimir sent his worst Forrest Gumps down there. That is both infantry, armor, and generals, to just go down there and stir up a bunch of shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You look at this equipment. You look at this equipment. This is the same equipment that we were burning and destroying in Beirut in the 1980s, okay? Anything can look brand new with enough cans of Krylon spray paint, people, and enough decoration on it,
mm-hmm.
you know? You can do like these hood rats. You can take a set of $4,000 tires and rims and put them on a 1979 Caprice Classic. What do you got?
Mm-hmm.
You got a $500 car with $4,000 worth of tires on it, and it's still a piece of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is old mm-hmm. equipment. These are old trucks. You look at these trucks. These trucks are old. They just had a paint job put on them and a Z put on the side of them to mark them so they don't shoot each other.
Right.
Okay.
And these MiGs. Clean out the warehouse.
These MiGs. And if you look, Russell, if you look, they're now shipping Russian conscripts over there with 9130 Molson rifles from World War II.
I was wondering about that.
There's photographs of them. They're giving them. They're not giving them the AK-47s anymore. They're giving them the Mosin infield rifles that they used in World War II. And we all know that Russia has more AK-47s than Carter got liver pills.
You're right.
Yep.
I mean, they produce them 100 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I first saw those Virgil, I was thinking maybe I was looking at a video game at first, and I was like, I've heard Virgil talk about this many times. You know, it looks like World War II surplus, you know, and everything.
I mean, this is all 70s and 80s surplus. They may be sending mm-hmm. them in there with some new modern AK-47 and AK-74 rifles, but the majority of these Russian soldiers are going there. They're kids. They're just scared to death. They're scared mm-hmm. to death. I have not seen one. Anytime Russia sends troops in, automatically they send Spetsnaz in. And Spetsnaz, mm-hmm. let me tell you something about those people. That is Russian Special Forces. These guys will cut their own mother's throat, chop their heads off, and eat cornflakes out of their skulls. These guys mm-hmm. are just vicious, these Spetsnaz guys. And I haven't seen not one of them, haven't even heard of them going. I mean, these guys will put the fear of death into Jesus. I'm telling you.
The thing that got me questioning, prove me wrong, guys. And I've seen these videos of these mass graves that they've been showing, especially today. I have to question if it was staged or not, because none of it seems to be realistic to me.
Well, the thing is, if you look at the bodies that they're saying being shot, there's no pools of blood.
That's exactly.
There's no pools
exactly.
of blood.
Exactly.
Russell can tell you flat out, you shoot somebody in the head, you're going to have puddles of blood. Look at the video. Okay, I'm going to give you a prime example, people. Go back on YouTube and look at the video of the South Vietnamese chief of police shooting that Viet Cong terrorist in the middle of the street in Saigon in 1968. And take a look when he falls down on the ground. The blood just shoots everywhere. It goes everywhere.
And what's got me pushing, too, when you have dead bodies like that scattered, you're going to have flies everywhere. There was no green, there was no flies or anything flying around.
Well, and plus the bloating. The first thing you get is bloating.
Yep.
Trust me. And you don't want to be around. If you are around, I don't care whether it's one or 100 dead bodies. If you are around, you're going to see people that's walking around these things with cigarettes shoved up their nose, with handkerchiefs with Old Spice on them covering their face. You're going to see gagging and everything. Because let me tell you something. There is nothing that stinks worse than a decomposing human body.
See,
I don't know. I take that back. A burning human body. Well,
that's
gag
a
man.
Question today because the ABC News guy that was going around there, he wasn't wearing a mask. He wasn't like gagging or anything. And I've been around dead bodies as well, Virgil, because we found a friend of mine's dad decomposed in his house, and that stench gets on your clothes and stays with you. You have to burn your clothes to get rid of it and everything. And when I saw the cameraman and people walking around all that stuff, I'm like, this has to be staged because they're not wearing the mask, they're not gagging or anything, and there's no flies around the box, you know, and there's no pool of blood.
You know, I mean, it's just, you know, you see these movies, these realistic movies, okay, the Rambo before last, okay, when he was in Burma. Okay, did you see when he shot that guy with the 50 caliber that's sitting in the seat of the truck, and he shot up the truck and everything else, and just blood splattered everywhere? A 50 caliber is a very messy, messy weapon when it hits people. It is the best thing you can use to make ragu sauce.
Right.
I mean, it looks just like ragu sauce. And,
right.
I mean, it's realistic. And this is Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Well, who's in the fold with the system, with this elitist and everything? It's Hollywood. It's these FX people, special effects.
And
you, know,
and
you got you got computer enhancement and everything else. I saw a video. I sent y'all a video from my buddy Joel Alvarez in New York. It was a video of a bombing of France. It looked realistic. It looked so realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jet planes flying over, dropping bombs on France, knocking the Eiffel Tower down and stuff. It looks realistic, but it wasn't. It was computer enhanced. You know, I mean, computers.
Exactly.
You know this technology. I mean, it's not only to play Candy Crush. It's out to fool people. It's out to brainwash people. You know, and
propaganda.
I'm like Russell, Vladimir Putin. He's a low down dirty son of a bitch. He's a cold hearted son of a bitch. He's ex KGB. You don't get to be KGB with having a clean conscience and a pure heart. These people are worse than these CIA agents. Okay, but he's a smart son of a bitch. You've got to give him that. He's a smart son of a bitch to be in power this long.
Well, in a lot of ways, Virgil Russell, and he reminds me of General Patton in a lot of ways too. The way he fought Patton and MacArthur. You know.
All right, fellas. I got to go.
Okay,
all right,
Bev.
Thank you for calling
Love
in.
You, Bev. Love you,
Bev.
Bev,
love you, too. Take it easy.
So,
Balls and crawfish balls.
Right. Thank you, Beverly. We love you. But anyhow, suppose, though, all this is connected again. Disney, Hollywood, I mean, all of it. All this is staged. If you look at the film footage of some of the buildings that are burnt and everything, something seems off to as well on that. The whole town being burnt and stuff. I mean, it's just... Does it seem like it's animated to you guys, or is it just the way I'm thinking?
Well, I mean, you know, Bush 43 and the rest of them convinced everybody in the world that jet fuel can knock two buildings down, and they fell for it.
Right. And we know better. We even had experts come on our shows and explained all that to us too, you know. And me, working with steel, it takes almost 10,000 degrees of heat to melt steel. Airplane fuel doesn't burn that hot. You know? It does not.
I don't know. But anyway, guys, I'm going to have to say good night. I got to work in the morning. So God bless. Y'all be safe. Good night, America. This is Jenny out.
All right, Johnny.
Guys.
We'll
get
back.
It is that time.
Talk to you later, Jenny. Great show.
It is that time. We'll come back on her Thursday night. Hopefully we come back on topic. We're sorry we got off topic a bit. We'll probably come back on Thursday and everything. And you be careful out there. Bird, you be careful on the road and everything.
Well, my truck's in the shop. My truck's still in the shop. I'm getting the clutch put in it.
We'll just see if we survive and see what happens, you know. Who knows? Bird might be dancing on the Christian View show.
Yep.
But anyhow, we'll see y'all. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you Thursday.
All right, America. Good night. Good night, Jesse Webb.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.